Good morning.
Good morning, Hello. Ruth. This is Monty.
Hi, Monty.
Hey, I got some news I want to give you.
okay.
My cousins have invited me to go up to the ocean with them for over the 4th and everything else. They're not going to be. We're not coming back till Sunday. And they're going to pick me up in their motor home and take me on down. So I'll probably, if I can be on the call, I'll be on the call on my cell phone. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to get reception where we're going. That makes
sense? Okay, but can you call me after you get there and then I can tell?
I can certainly do that. What number do you want me to call you at?
On this one, or else my cell. I mean, call me on this one, and if you don't get me on this one, then call on my cell phone.
Okay.
Do you have them both?
Boy, you know, I don't really know. Give me the one you're on now.
206-463-1890.
Okay, if I can reach you, I will. If I can't, then I won't be able to get a hold of you.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Okay, do you want my cell phone also?
Well, I've got one of them in my... Go ahead, give it to me.
So it's 206-612-2773.
Okay.
So if I'm outside, I carry that.
Okay, okie dokie.
Okay.
Righto. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good time.
I plan to get away from here, get a little movement in my body.
How's your walking doing?
A lot better.
Good. How far are you walking?
Well, I'm up to about 15 minutes now. I can get out there and get propelled around. But I
really?
Still got to get it more. Keep moving.
Did you get your foot fixed, or is it just getting better? Or
well, it's getting
Are you getting
better.
Lighter on your feet?
Well, that too, plus, you know, my foot's getting better.
Good.
After the surgery and everything else, they're still watching it, but we'll, you know,
uh-huh.
It's just a progression. That's all it is, in a positive way.
Oh, good. That's good. I was hoping Karen was going to come on early because I was going to check on the slides with her. Been busy around here. Well, did you listen in on the new marketing plan?
Yes, I did. Sunday night.
Everybody's very excited about it.
Got the email yesterday that you guys sent out.
Uh-huh.
What are you excited about? I just came on.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
About the new marketing plan.
Oh, yes. Hey, Ruth.
Really good. Yes.
I tried to call you and tell you that in today's discussion, I would like specifically, one of the slides I want is the one that is about the balance of protein, fats, and carbs.
The balance of the fat? The one with the plate on it?
Huh?
The one with a plate on it?
No, you know the chart that shows how you balance, how you have a balance of protein, fats, and carbs. You know
The block
yeah.
chart?
Uh-huh,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one I want to spend a little time on.
Okay. Slide number 6 and 7.
I can put
these little thumbnails. Well, I finally discovered that you have these little, a choice of view. And so if I don't make the screen really big, like have it like it is right now, I just put thumbnails, and now I can see the slides and roll them up and down and find them without trying to hunt for them like I used to.
Huh.
So.
Well.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what they are, what ones I have up. I put a couple of them up that I used yesterday. So I have the one that says, where there's a will, there's a way. If you can dream it, you can do it. I have the one with a little kitty going up the tree. The power to choose may depend on one's power to change. And I have one more down here somewhere. Oh, yeah, the guy running across the bridge.
Ruth, I got to interrupt you. I am not getting into this meeting. The password is for success.
Yes. Okay, so you're into WebEx, but you can't get into the meeting?
Yeah. It keeps telling... Oh. Well, now it tells me I'm in. I did that about... I never heard a thing you were saying because I was so focused on trying to get on here.
I didn't notice you weren't on there. No wonder you wouldn't even be able to know what I'm talking about.
No.
No, you can't see them anyway. No, I can show them to you. Okay, I have included in your slides for today this slide. I just stuck them up here if you wanted to say anything. That slide with a kitty cat and this slide down here.
Halfway through the year, kitty cat. Oh, that's good. Hey, very good.
Okay, I have 701.
Yep.
So, time to get started. Let's see how many people we have on. Okay, Karen. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to welcome all of you to Transparent Terrific Tuesday. I really cannot tell you how much I appreciate what we have been given in having these calls. And so today I want to be a little transparent. This is the day that we all report on our progress. And as you all know, most of you do, that I'm dealing with a husband who's had a very serious health challenge. And to be transparent, I didn't stick with what we have been taught on these calls. I wasn't terrible, but it was just a time when I wasn't as careful with myself as I should. And I put on about 4 pounds. Well, I want you all to know that I've lost it all, and I'm back on track, and that's why I said at the beginning, I love these calls, because it really helps me to stay focused. It helps me to to keep remembering what my goal is and where I want to, what I want to do in this life, and I just love the way this call keeps me focused, and I hope it keeps all of you focused. It's just wonderful. So I want to tell you that I am right on, and I am going to be breaking into new territory this week, and I hope all the rest of you are enjoying some sort of success that allows you to understand how valuable this information is for all of us. Okay, now, this is the time for all of you to come and be transparent, but also to let us know what you're doing and what your successes are and how you feel like your progress is coming. So I'm going to leave it open to all of you that are on the line. And you mustn't speak all at one time either.
Okay, well, this is Mary Lou. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou. We love you being on this call.
Well, this is Transparent Tuesday, and I have to tell you that I'm right now printing off my sheets because we were gone on a trip last month, and even though I printed the sheets off, I don't think I ever pulled them out, and I found out how valuable the our progress sheets are. Ruth, if you could put that up on the screen. Because the entire time that I was gone, I probably didn't get enough water. I did get my sleep. I didn't get my exercise. I did get my nutritionals. I didn't journal. I don't know how well I ate other than my shakes. So I am back on track. I'm printed out my sheets. This is a great time. I'm glad Ruth put that thing up yesterday that let us know that we're halfway through, because I, too, Found a couple of pounds that I had released, and by gum, I'm going to release them again. Yesterday we finally went for a walk again, so it was just, it's hard when you're away from home. I have to applaud Donna for going on vacation and actually releasing weight, so she certainly must have had a much better mindset than I did. So anyway, that's it. I'm back on track. I just printed out my sheets. I'm going to start today. Yep, where there's a will, there's a way, that's for sure.
Okay, who else would like to let us know how it's going for you?
This is Donna, and Mary Lou, I have to say the reason I kept on track, because I stayed away from MSG because it affected my heart, and that's the way I stayed on track. And I still, I've lost the 30 pounds, but I've not lost any more this week. But I have to say, I feel so much better. I feel like my step's lighter, and I just feel better. And I just can't wait to lose another 30 pounds.
That's fantastic. And Donna, you really have been quite an example for all of us to follow. We appreciate your example. Okay, is there anyone else?
This is Monty. I just feel like I'm still keep heading in a good direction. Ruth and I was able to talk earlier this morning on the call, and I have been able to up my walking, and that makes me feel good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Physically, also, plus it's helped take some, I can tell I'm taking some pounds off, and I just, I just appreciate the support of this call, and I think it's part of being and keeping me in focus. There are days that I maybe don't do everything that I need to be doing, but I still feel that what I have done has been important in putting me in that area where I want to be.
That is so neat, Monty. We have watched you struggle with having that foot that was giving you problems, and you have really stuck with this. We're really happy for you. And, Monty said something, I don't know why this triggered, but I've got to tell all of you that I went to see my a new heart doctor last week, and he was asking me questions, trying to catch up on where I was at. And he asked me, well, what blood thinner are you taking? And I said, well, I don't take a blood thinner. I said, but I drink lots of water, and I should have added, and I sleep in a magnetic field. But, it's those kind of things that we learn here on this call that helps us to stay away from all the chemicals and the drugs that doctors have out there to offer to us. Okay, let's go on. Is there any of you others that would like to let us know how... Okay, we appreciate those who have shared. I think it inspires all of us. And today, I want to bring up to you a question. What are the reasonable and most talked about methods to lose weight? And I'm not talking about here on this call necessarily, but just in society at large. What are the two things that people talk about when they want to lose weight? If you guys don't have the answer, I think you know the answer. But anyway, it's diet, how they're eating, and exercising. And that's what we always hear about. But you know what? There is another factor that is so critical in our being healthy, and if your goal is to lose weight, then this is critical in that to understand and accomplish so that you can be successful in your goal. And that is the chemistry of your bloodstream. And specifically, as Monty and Donna can attest to us, specifically it's your blood sugar level. Be very careful how you regulate your blood sugar level if you want to curb the cravings and be able to lose weight, or if losing weight is not your goal, at least be able to enjoy a healthy body. And there are some very specific ways that we can stop cravings. And I don't know how many of you struggle with cravings, but I do. And I have to admit that when I am doing certain things, those cravings go to zero. And one of those things that I know affects my cravings is how I eat a balance of carbs, protein, and fat. Do any of you know how do we accomplish having that balance of carbs, proteins, and fats? Ruth just put it up on the screen. It is learning how to do this balance of referring to this chart. And what is so incredible about this chart now is that not only does it show us, you know, our best proteins, our best fats, our best carbs, it also is showing us now the pH balance, which we have learned how valuable that is in being able to be healthy. So, are there any of you who've had an experience with this chart that you'd like to share with us? What happened when you were using this balance of carbs, proteins, and fats?
Well, I certainly know for me, it keeps me more in focus again in regards to what I was eating. And I noticed before I went back on the block charts that my carbohydrates were quite high, a lot more higher than what I was thinking they were. In regards to fruit, and of course, being a blood sugar, being a diabetic, that, you know, that's something that I do have to watch. And I noticed that when I was eating too many carbs, I know my blood sugar fluctuated a lot more than it's doing now since I've gotten back on the right track of utilizing the block chart and keeping more aware, I guess, of the types of fruit that I eat in regards to the net carb effect in regards to those particular fruits. So that's really kind of helped me and put me more back on, I guess, that I feel that I'm progressing more on back to this than I was just by not really keeping track of how much I was really eating.
Monty, would you share with the group, there may be people on who do not know what has happened with you the very first time Ruth introduced this concept of eating this balance several years ago. Monty had diabetes. Tell us your story about what was your blood sugar level and what happened to that blood sugar level when you ate this way.
I know it was running in the 200s and the 300s. It was very, very, and again, it still fluctuated there too. But the first time I got on the block chart like a few years back is that I was quite heavy, and I know that I lost over 100 pounds. Matter of fact, I think the most exciting thing was that I was able to totally come off of my insulin and all my medications in regards to blood pressure and the meds that the doctor had me on. So I guess that really stressed the fact to me that it worked. It definitely worked. Unfortunately, other things happened in my life. I got off base, and when you get off base, it's kind of like we've talked about on this call even today. It's so easy to put the weight back on when you stop doing the things that you're supposed to do and quit eating the way that you should be eating. And I really love this alkaline, acidic type of food because I think that really showed me more that I was that. That was one of the bigger problems of my body here lately when I came back on the program, and that was I was eating very acidic.
Well, Monty, in other words, what you're telling us is that you were at a 200 to 300 level blood sugar level on insulin, and then you implemented this information here, and not only did your blood sugar level go down to between, what was it, 95 and 110, was it?
Oh, yeah, easily. There were even days I was even lower, down in the 80s.
And you all that are listening must understand that he had that blood sugar level without his insulin. And so didn't they say at that point that you were no longer diabetic?
Right, according to the A1C, for those that understand that anything less than a 6.0, at least on the lab reports that I get, says that you're not considered to be a diabetic. And that's why I do believe, and I know for a fact, that diabetes is nothing more, can be controlled in most cases. Now, that's type 2 diabetes, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that it totally can be controlled by diet.
Yeah, and so what I said at the beginning about the chemistry of your bloodstream, that is a critical factor that all human beings, if they want to be healthy, they need to understand the chemistry of their bloodstream. Okay, so now, one of the ways we can stop our cravings is by using this balance of carbs, fats, and proteins, and Monty just gave us a wonderful explanation. The next thing that will affect your blood sugar level or your chemistry of your bloodstream is the absorption of nutrients. Now, do any of you know how can we improve the absorption of our nutrients? Do any of you have ideas on that?
Well, I do. We have a product with Nican that helps us have a better absorption. A couple of them actually, our liver support and our digestion support. But I don't know if you want to go further than that and why those work, or cleaning house.
Well, I wasn't planning on that, but you know what? That might be very valuable information for all of us to have right now.
Plus our water.
What?
Plus our water. If we don't have good, clean water to begin with, then it comes around to our bloodstream, and our bloodstream won't even let the water, and the water is in the blood, and that carries the nutrients. And so then these guys, there's some guys out here that stand guard, and they won't let you in the cell. But it begins, there's just a long stream of different things. So what emphasis are you looking for, Karen?
Well, I want all of us to understand and appreciate what we can implement into our daily routine that will help us to have better absorption. Because what good is it to be eating all these good things and taking things in if your body is just throwing it off and you're not getting the absorption? So that's exactly what I wanted, Ruth.
Ruth, this is Mary Lou. I was wondering about our lactoferrin and our osteodense as well.
Yes, definitely. There's just, I don't know which area to go. I mean, we can start with our stomach, or we can start with our liver. We have to clean house. We have to have the water. There are all these things that we talk about. And what Mary Lou's brought up is definitely better. We have to have enzymes. We have to have the lactoferrin, what the lactoferrin brings in keeping our cells probiotically healthy. We have the bad bacteria, the good. We have to have our good little bacteria people in our gut.
Yep. I
don't know if you want to start at the mouth. You got to chew up the food.
And do you know what? All of this goes back to the chemistry of your bloodstream. If you don't have good absorption, then you're not going to be able to accomplish having a healthy body. Now, with all of the Nican products, I've had wonderful experiences with that, and I could go on and on telling you about how I love what these Nican nutrients have done for me. But one of the things that I've learned on this call that has dramatically impacted me, and that is the smoothies that we make. I have a smoothie for breakfast and lunch, and I'm telling you that I can tell a difference in my body over and over again because of the way that smoothie allows my intestines to absorb the nutrients that I'm putting in there. Okay, now,
Karen?
Yes.
I have a question. I'm having a little problem with too many carbs in my smoothie. And I know you make a different one, but I'm just not quite ready to put onions in my smoothie. And I put kale in it, and I put kale and celery in my smoothie, and Dennis doesn't know they're in there. And but then I put usually a lot of raspberries. I've got a lot of those to put together, and I know I'm having a blood sugar drop not too long after I eat the smoothie. And so I just need to know some other things, so just get some ideas or something with how to get this balance going in the smoothie. I'm not sure that I must be putting too many fruits in.
Well, so, you know, Ruth, I use, like you do, the onion, but I don't use onion all the time. In fact, when
I didn't
make
think you did, food, so.
What?
I thought maybe you didn't, so I thought maybe you could tell me what else you put in your smoothie.
Okay. Well, I will throw in spinach, broccoli, you know, celery and all. In fact, a lot of times I'll take the leftover salad from the night before and I throw that into my smoothie. And you know what? My husband won't take those. And I say to everybody around me who says, ooh, I said, well, that's okay. You know, we'll make it the way you want it, but I know what's good for my body, and this is what I'm doing. And I love the end results. And so, you know, and on top of that, I have fibromyalgia, and a person who has that, notoriously, their intestines will not absorb nutrients at the level that other people are able to absorb it. So I'm very sensitive to that idea, and so I really appreciate knowing about making smoothies, because I know that I start out the day just dumping into my system really fantastic things that set me up for the rest of the day. Now, in the evening, I eat a normal meal, well, normal with the balance, but I'm not doing a smoothie. But I know that because of what I did prior to that evening meal, I know that my body is able, it has already absorbed a lot of good things. So if it doesn't absorb everything in the evening meal, so be it. But, you know, that's my, and I don't have, oh, and by the way, when I throw all of those things together, I also add at least, well, I also add either one orange or one apple. And I don't know if it's a total balance, but I sure know that I'm satisfied. And then with that smoothie, I eat my almonds. And I really enjoy that, and that gives me the opportunity to crunch and chew on something besides just drinking a smoothie. Anyway, I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Karen. You know what? I was trying to satisfy Dennis's and mine at the same time, and I had the same problem. If I put too much of that stuff in, and he doesn't like it, he probably would drink it though.
Well, one thing to always remember is that net carbs is the thing that's very important. Okay, and when you go to your fruits and vegetables, you know, like one cup of kale as an example has 4.7 carbs in it, net carbs. I think if we better understood exactly what we're doing, that's where I think that's helped me. And the book that's really helped me is this Stop Alzheimer's Now book by Dr. Fife, who in the back of the book he has a net carb chart. And when I looked at, for instance, like I loved watermelon, knowing really two things. I knew it was high in glycemic value, which means that it's turned to sugar fast, but I didn't realize that the net carbs were so high. In other words, like just a one-inch slice of watermelon, a normal-sized watermelon, you know, that's 33 carbs. I look at bananas. Let me see here. Banana is just one banana is 24 carbs.
Whoa.
know, you look at apples in existence is 18. We go back to the one Ruth liked. You look at raspberries, one cup of raw raspberries basically is only 6 net carbs. So
wow,
I think
that's interesting.
But pretty well much determines what are you putting in your smoothie. And if Ruth is talking about she feels like she's getting too much carbs, I totally agree. And I think net carbs in itself turns to pretty high blood sugars, possibly can cause blood sugar spikes. So I think to be more aware of the net carbs that we're really putting in our body. That's like a small cantaloupe, for instance. A small cantaloupe, 4 1/4 inch in diameter, has 34.8 carbs. One cup of cubes is 12.8. So there's just, I really am enjoying keeping more track of the carbs than anything else in my just my total eating, whether it's my smoothie or whether I eat in my particular meals. So that's really helped me. But I think you're right on, Ruth. I think sometimes we get too much carbs in our smoothies.
Yeah. Well, even our protein drink, which makes it taste, I think it makes it taste so good. It's got quite a bit of it's got stevia in it, not quite a bit, but it's got stevia in it. But that has 3 scoops gives 26 carbs. And so using just one and an egg, I figure is enough, probably enough protein for myself, and then doubling that for when making it for Dennis as well.
You know, Ruth, one time I made quite a smoothie with an egg in it. He about flipped out. He says, "You put a raw egg in there?" I said, "Yeah." He couldn't tell that it was in there. I had to tell him, but anyway. Okay, you guys, and there's one other factor I want to talk about of something for your the chemistry of your blood. One of the biggest weight loss breakthroughs that has ever come around is chromium. It is a major factor in our being able to curb our cravings. And do any of you know how do we get chromium? And probably you don't, so I'll tell you. Broccoli is a very good source of that, and grape juice. And as I looked at this, I thought, you know, they say grape juice, but I'll bet you Arcega juice would be a fantastic factor. And they say whole wheat, which I'm allergic to. They say potatoes and garlic are all good sources of this chromium. And then it's very important that we take supplements that are high in chromium. And Donna's going to explain to you some of the Nikon supplements that have minerals and chromium and other things that are essential to our chemical balance in our blood.
Actually, Karen, it's 10:30. Do we have time?
Well, just cover a few. We won't. But next week we'll go into a. Donna has such incredible information. But this call, everybody has had such good input, and I know that you've learned lots of things from all the other comments, and we'll carry on this idea next week. But, Donna, at least cover just a few of the Nikon products that you discovered, what
and
they
I'll
do.
Okay, I'll do the weight loss part of it. Okay, the Nikon products that contain chromium
and magnesium are the Caldent, the Mega-4, the Mega Daily 4 for men and the Mega Daily 4 for women. And the benefits of magnesium citrate, which is in the men's formula and the women's formula, is that's the best type of magnesium for your body to absorb. And this mineral, magnesium, works better than a diet pill. It burns belly fat. It also breaks the stress weight gain cycle, plays metabolic roles that facilitate weight loss, and the chief thing among these, it helps regulate the stress hormone cortisol. And when the body's magnesium stores are high, the number of vitamin D receptors on cells increases, which optimizes the vitamin's health enhancing and belly shrinking effects. And that's all talk about, whoops, let me see, for this week. And next week I'll talk about how magnesium helps with your heart and other issues that you might have. Thank you. Are there any questions?
Well, I have a question. Karen, what was the first food that you said? I really like that information, too, Donna.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to type.
Broccoli and juice. They say grape juice, but I haven't researched it further, but I would think that Arciaga juice would be high in this. And then they said whole wheat, potatoes, and garlic are all good sources of chromium. So, if you cook like the Italians do with lots of garlic, why, hey, you're doing good things.
I should be doing good. I put garlic in everything. Not my drink, though.
Oh, you don't put garlic in your drink.
That magnesium, you can find it in rice, wheat, or oat bran, spinach, artichokes, dried herbs, squash, pumpkin, and watermelon seeds, dark chocolate, cocoa powder, flax and sesame seeds, Brazil nuts, sunflower seeds, almonds, mixed nuts, and pine nuts.
Wow.
Well, I should have enough magnesium out of all those good foods.
Well, and they also say that organic foods may contain more magnesium, particularly if the farmer replenishes his soil with magnesium-rich fertilizers. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, that was fantastic. Thank you, Donna. Well, you guys, unless you have questions or we love comments about what you have found about these different things. So we're wide open for any of you to give us your information.
Don't everybody talk at once.
That was great information. Great.
Well, can I add something? This is Donna. You know, I've been losing weight. I have not measured myself, but I've lost 3 inches on my waist, and I have been taking magnesium citrate since April, and that is helping me lose my belly fat and losing my weight, and it helps my diabetes as well.
You know, there's so many wonderful pieces of information out here, and I am so grateful for those who go out and research and bring in this information. And I was thrilled when I found out about this chromium, because they say it's such a big breakthrough in a person being successful at they were specifically addressing losing weight. But for us, which losing weight is a byproduct or a side effect, our goal is to have a healthy body. So you know that when you're taking in chromium and magnesium and all these trace minerals, drinking this wonderful water. Can you imagine, you know, can you imagine not having to take chemicals to regulate your blood sugar level, to not have to regulate your blood pressure, and not have to take a chemical to keep your blood thinned? You know, when Clyde went through a real bad time last year where he had blood clots in his lungs, just sleeping in a magnetic mattress, which he does, but he didn't drink enough water, those two factors alone will keep your blood at a thinner level. And these are important things for all of us to understand so that we can accomplish having this good health that we all desire. Anyway, that's the information we had for you today. Anyway,
thank you, Karen.
Yeah,
thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. The point of this whole discussion has been to help us to understand how the chemistry of your body helps us to accomplish what we want to accomplish in good health.
Have a happy 4th of July.
Great info.
Oh, you know what?
I am so glad you said that, Ruth, because I meant to open this meeting with that concept of having a happy 4th of July. I want all of you to know how grateful I am that there were men and women who were courageous enough to establish a country like this earth has never known before and has never had in existence, a form of government that is absolutely the best that we've ever seen. And I just want all of you to know that I am very grateful that I live in the United States of America, and I'm grateful for the blessings that I've received because I live here. Anyway, do have a happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day!
There you go.
Thanks, everybody. Great call.
Do something to help our country be free, to stay free.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Great call, everybody. Happy 4th.